Metroplex reporter.
I've been consistent with my my conduct with people, regardless if it may be moral or amoral, so to speak. You know, people know not to talk to me. Yeah, I love it when people just don't talk to me. That's an awesome feeling when people just walk by you and say hi and just don't talk to you. I'll look at you and just, man, that's beautiful. I love not being f***ed with.
Will the outcome of this fight change at all, do you think, your place in boxing history?
I don't know. People already have, listen, people already have their perception of me as a person, and they will equate that with me as a fighter, as they always do. But the people that make that equation never never endured the hardship of training, never sacrificed what I've sacrificed. All your guys capitalize on my demise. And whatever I do, good or wrong, you guys capitalize. If you say something great about me, if you say something derogatory about me, your guys all capitalize. Your guys always win. I never win. So I can't win in this particular field, that is.
What happens if you win?
When I win, it's just going to be a celebration for all the people that, you know me, definitely the people in the ghetto, all over the world, the people in penitentiary, just the people in Trench Town, they just have no hope or anything. I know it's not going to change their economic system and their living system, but it may give them some hope, because me winning don't even change my economic and living system, because I'm more despised than any person in the bowels of the ghetto than anybody. I'm the most accepted rogue and disgusting individual in this world, you know what I mean? Everybody knows who I am. They may shake my hand, but, you know, I'm not sure they won't let me the daughter or anything because of my reputation that came about over the years.
Can't you be a positive story?
Nah, no way. It can't come across. That's why I can't. I won't talk nice to you and talk about fornicating with you and letting you suck my because if I was eloquent with you, you would still look at me as a scumbag. It won't work. You have your perception of me. You elicit your perception of me from the camera, from the news. So I give you what you want and what I am miniaturely.
Right.
I think he's ever misused the word.
Isn't it odd, though, that he will throw out just about any swear word, but then fornicating. He feels that...
Well, that's another thing. He has sworn off swearing, this new Mike Tyson persona.
Didn't he go through
but
this,
he uses
though,
a, yeah, but
once
he uses,
before?
He uses a lot of curse words to describe how he has sworn off swearing. He's a very complicated human. So anyway, Mike
what
Tyson...
What did he said at the end? Miniaturizing?
Hey, maybe we'll make
that's
some
the way
time
I am,
for
miniaturely.
A little. Maybe we'll try to make some.
Suck my because if I was eloquent with you, you would still look at me as a scumbag. It won't work. You have your perception of me. You elicit your perception of me from the camera, from the news. So I give you what you want and what I am miniaturely.
I think I get where he's coming from, though.
He just kind of gave up, I think.
No, what he is inside the little TV.
Little box, yeah.
What he's miniaturely. All right, 628, Snake Pit is next.